Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And Coach, last night your team traveling to Belmont for your final game with the Belmont Clemmie Broncos, 42-20. It's tied 8-8 in the first quarter, and then your team kind of took control in the second and never looked back, and you go on to win, Coach. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so, just as you stated, the first quarter was a tale of a couple drives there. Each team had a good drive, and we actually recovered a fumble on the opening kickoff, but we weren't able to capitalize there. So, we gave the ball back over to Belmont, and we were able to get a stop there, and then we were able to put in a good drive. Hayden Helgeson went in from 14 yards out. Two-point conversion was good. And then, Belmont, they came out and they moved the ball and made some conversions on third and fourth down and that type of thing. So they put it in an 8-8. That was kind of back and forth a little bit. We turned the ball over, I think, deep in their territory, and then they gave it right back to us. So just kind of that type of game early on. And 14 game and half. Well, second half, we were able to establish our run game pretty consistently and create more turnovers in terms of interceptions and some fumble recoveries. So, we kind of took control of the game in the third quarter and took care of the line of scrimmage, and defensively we were able to get some stops. Came out in our favor.
And, Coach, a ton of turnovers in this game for your team. How were you guys able to force so many turnovers?
Well, I don't know. I think it was just kind of a little bit weird. It was a warm night, but for some reason the ball seemed slippery. It wasn't obviously a cold night, but we had a little bit of trouble hanging on the ball, and they did too. And give our kids credit. I guess they've been watching some college and NFL, but we had a couple, I think two or three, just ripping the ball right out of their hands, just kind of like you'd see on the weekends. And so a good awareness on our part. I know we caused a fumble from behind on a punch out, and then another strip pull out from behind. And so we don't work a ton on that, but it paid off tonight for those kids who were able to execute that. And then, we're able to get two interceptions, kind of being in the right spot, and both those times getting our hands on that ball. And, one was kind of a big interception. We picked that off in the end zone by Hayden Helgeson. So, defensively, just overall played a real solid football game.
And kind of a strange October day, as it was 65-70, depending on where you were, and then just a beautiful evening for football. Coach, you couldn't have asked for much better.
Absolutely not. We were watching the Belmont game from a year ago in the football room before we left, and we all had stocking caps and gloves on and that type of thing. But yeah, it was really nice, for the kids not have to worry about being cold, and just a really, really, really good night for football to end our season.
And Coach, just some momentum for your team, and how proud are you of the guys and playing so hard in a game like this, playing for the seniors and just playing hard in this final game?
Yeah, I think we've talked a little bit. We're real limited on seniors in this year's team, so. After the game, and just said, the nucleus of this team is back. There's a lot of key players at key positions, and every year you miss seniors, but the majority of this team is back, and on the offensive line, defensive line, quarterback position, fullback, slots. Proud of their efforts, and it was kind of an up and down season, obviously, this year, and we kind of got hit with some injuries here these last couple of weeks. So, we were down, three linemen last night, but the kids that filled in did a nice job. And one of our goals going in was, as a team to get over 2,000 yards rushing this year, which we accomplished that. And then another goal was Bo Kaufman went over the 1,000-yard mark as a rusher. And it's been quite a few years since there's been a Lake Mills running back that's done that. So that's good for him. It's also really good for our offensive linemen. They felt good about that. So, yeah, there's a lot of key pieces to this year's team that will be back. And, you know, kind of what they do between now and, you know, in August is going to dictate, you know, how much improvement they can make for next year.
And, Coach, you kind of just hit on where we were going to go next was just the team coming back for next year. And I know not the season that you guys wanted this season, but this last win, maybe some momentum and maybe some good momentum going into next year.
Right. You know, and, you know, we've kind of been saying the last couple of years we have a young team, and we did. But, you know, 9 games into this season, and then, you know, 9 games last year for some of those kids who had to play last year as a freshman. So, you know, that vernacular, you know, you're not going to use anymore because some of these guys do have two varsity seasons under their belt. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping for next year's squad and you know, next year's coaches that this team will keep developing and they have the potential, and everybody uses that term a lot, but they have the potential to be a really good football team down the road in the next couple of years.
And, Coach, we'll kind of shift our focus now. You kind of made mention to it, and of course, out there that you have coached your last football game at Lake Mills. Is that what we've heard? And Coach, what has it been like over these last 27 years?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the direction I'm heading right now. And well, I can just tell, you know, when I came here as a young coach, didn't, you know, I don't know if I had any plans of being a head football coach, but 10 years as an assistant, and then taking it over. And you know, coaching's hard. You know, I don't care what sport you're coaching. There's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs. But you know, I think over these last 27 years that, you know, we did things the right way as a coaching staff. You know, we try to teach the fundamentals, and you know, some years your talent level is different than others. But you know, I've had a good run here. You know, as a coach and in multiple sports, and you know, I think you just, as a coach, eventually you just feel that, you know, it's time, you know, time for maybe new leadership, time to let a younger generation of coaches, you know, take over. And, you know, football's changed a ton just since I've been coaching, just from the technology aspect to the safety aspect to, you know, uniforms, helmets, the helmet safety, And so I definitely will look back here my years on the football field as you know, some of the greatest times of my coaching and educational career here. But so I just felt this next year would be a good time to you know, step away from coaching and teaching. I think that's the plan right now. So it'll be interesting next fall when practice time comes around and that type of thing. So it was a good run.
Coach, if you'll entertain me for a moment, let's go back to the beginning in the early 80s. You actually started your assistant coaching career with the legendary Bob Sanger, which some people may not know about, at West Hancock before you came to Lake Mills to be an assistant and later take on the head coaching roles. So take me back to that and learning from a guy like Bob and being so close that I'm sure you were able to lean on him throughout the rest of his career and your career.
Sure. You know, when I first went to Britt, Britt had won a state title way back in 1973. And then they were not a perennial playoff power for about 10, 12 years. In fact, I think they went from the state title in 73 and then never made the playoffs. And then my first year there was 84, and we did make the playoffs, and I was an assistant on that team. And basically ever since then, it's been a playoff run almost every year. But, yeah, just how they practiced those 2 years I was there and just kind of the expectations of the kids, in the season and out of the season. And, you know, back then and still today, they weren't fancy in what they did. And it was just basic fundamentals, defensively, being in the right gaps, tackling, and then on the offensive spot, side of the ball. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to run 5-6 running plays, and we're going to get really, 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 really good at it. And obviously it took those ideals and those type of things that, coming up here and then, transferring those over to running your own program. But very, very fond memories of my time there, the Sanger household. I told Mark Sanger this week, when I was first there, your mom and dad invited me out for supper, and, man, the Sanger boys were, majority of them were pretty small, and I walked into that house, and I'm like, holy cow, this is footballs flying all over, baseballs here and there, and just a lot of activity going on, and obviously all those boys went on to be very, very good athletes for West Hancock. So a lot of good memories from that, those couple years there, and that helped me, move ahead.
Why have coaches, with you being 27 years and Coach Beamer, 31 years as the volleyball coach, and Coach Menke is coming up on 25 years now around 25 years as the boys basketball coach, and maybe there's others that I'm long-term coaches that I'm missing as well. But why have you guys continued to stay at Lake Mills, continue to coach these kids and just build something, the things that you guys have? Why Lake Mills, and why do you guys continue to do that?
Well, for me, I think it started with our leadership. We've had a great principal in Jim Schobrock, and we've had a great, obviously, athletic director and Jim Beamer. And Jim doesn't micromanage the coaches. He lets you coach, and obviously he's going to share his insights with the staff and those type of things, but he doesn't stand over your shoulder and give you that feeling of, well, you got to do this or you got to do that or that type of thing. And then just the support, if there are issues that do come up in coaching, and obviously there are, and just being supportive in that manner. And then once you get your kids in the system and that type of thing, and being from North Iowa, I grew up in Riceville and not that too far away from here, and I think just settling into a small town, that's where I wanted to raise my kids, and I think some of the other coaches as well kind of had that same kind of future for what they wanted to do. But you're right. There's been some long tenured coaches here, and I just think the support of the administration, the support of the community, and they're going to be there through thick and thin, and that's been my experience here, and just had just a lot of support, and I think that's why people want to stay.
And my last one for you, Coach, is kind of special. I mean, I know throughout their athletic careers, you got to coach your kids and watch them grow. Your son, a very good football player. So what was that like getting to coach your kids and especially your son on the football team?
Yeah, we had a text last night just about that same thing. It's kind of funny that you brought it up, but. He just he thanked me for being his coach, and that was pretty special. And my oldest daughter played softball and volleyball, so I never did get to coach her. But my youngest daughter Sadie, who's a teacher now at Forest City, I got to coach her in softball as well. So when you kind of do this as a part of your living, obviously your family. My wife, I don't know how many football games and wrestling meets and softball games and baseball games back in the day when I coached some baseball, she's been to hundreds and hundreds of those as well. But, when it's what you do, your family gets involved and being the family member, wife, son, daughter of a coach, sometimes it's hard. But more often than not, there's great rewards that go with that. So, just some of the best times, of my time here. And, it's kind of ironic. I was coaching JV football, you know, when my wife was pregnant with Royce. And kind of ironically, she went into labor during a JV football game. I can still remember it against Osage. And one of her friends, I didn't see her coming, came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, you need to go. And I'm like, now? I said, we're in the middle of a football game here, but in all honesty. So I don't know. That was just kind of, you know, kind of interesting story there. But, yeah, it was really, really, really fun, you know, coaching them and seeing them grow as student athletes.
Well, Coach, those were all special memories, and I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes extra here to kind of go back down memory lane with me, and I really do appreciate it. Over the last few years, it's been a lot of fun. I've always looked forward to our conversations on Saturday mornings, and even some of our conversations in person at different events, and just want to thank you for all of the time that you've taken for us and to talk about Lake Mills Athletics and talk about Lake Mills football and everything you've done for us here as well. It's been a pleasure, Coach. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Zarin. You do a great job in terms of, you know, covering all the sports in North Iowa. And you know, I think everybody looks forward to listening to you or seeing different things on social media that you put out. So here over at Lake Mills, we're really, really appreciative of you and KOW as well. So I want to thank you for that.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for your time again, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right, thank you.
That was Lake Mills head football coach, Bill Burns.